Good evening. This is Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. A new housing development is planned in Fairbanks on the Chena River off of Phillips Field Road. The new development is named Chena Landings. The Alaska Railroad Corporation, which owns the land, plans an initial offering of 10 lots as soon as January. The lots range in size from 9,000 square feet to 16,000 square feet. John Cook, chairman of the board for the Alaska Railroad Corporation, said the lots are anticipated to cost less than $100,000 each. It's the first new housing development planned along the Chena River in Fairbanks since Doyon Estates was built in the 1990s. The plan has gone before the Fairbanks North Star Borough Chena Riverfront Commission, the Planning Commission, and Borough Assembly, and gained approvals. Cook said approval of the Borough Platting Board is pending. To be finalized, the land sales would also need to be approved by the Alaska legislature. Governor Bill Walker's Climate Task Force met for the first time yesterday. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the 20-person team, formed by the governor this fall, is supposed to come up with a list of recommendations for how the state should respond to climate change. Governor Walker stopped by the group's meeting in downtown Anchorage to offer words of encouragement. Walker described a question his administration got on a recent trip to Washington, D.C.
How can you be a resource development state and talk about climate change at the same time? And really the answer is watch us.
Team members expressed fear at how fast the natural world is changing and hope that climate change might be as much an opportunity as it is a risk. Isaac Vandenberg, who runs the business accelerator Launch Alaska, called it, quote, the greatest wealth creation opportunity the world has ever seen. Former state lawmaker and Northwest Arctic Borough Mayor Reggie Jewell encouraged the group to be realistic in its recommendations. He said promises have been made to Alaska communities in the past, especially on issues like village relocation. This time, Jewell said, he'd like a frank discussion on what actions can be taken and who will pay for it.
Or whether or not they can be paid for at any level. I've seen communities that have been hanging out there thinking that somebody's going to pay for their move. Are we really?
The team is supposed to deliver its recommendations by September 2018. Fairbanks-based Frozen Buds, one of the largest manufacturers of cannabis edibles in Alaska, lost its license and was fined $500,000 last week. The fine and revocation took place after Frozen Buds products reportedly tested positive for mold and too much THC, and after three former employees made damning statements to the Alaska Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office. According to Erica McConnell, director of the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office, this is the first cannabis business to have its license revoked by the regulatory panel. In addition to its manufacturing license, Frozen Buds also has a retail license, and the retail store off of Van Horn Road remains open. McConnell said her office began an investigation after a tip that Frozen Buds edibles were more potent than allowed under state regulations. The company is also accused of failing to properly test products, making edibles that it was not approved to make, allowing on-site consumption, improper labeling, and violating waste notification requirements. The Daily News Miner's attempts to contact Destiny Need, who owns the business with her husband Nick, were unsuccessful. Documents released by McConnell show that some of the allegations are supported by three former employees who either quit or were terminated from Frozen Buds earlier this year. The Needs also spoke with the investigators on December 7th, and when asked to provide copies of the last five test results for the Canna banana bread, Destiny Needs said the most recent results were from October 4th. Under state regulations, each separate batch of an edible must be tested. The Needs denied reports of on-site consumption, with Nick Need telling the investigator that he suspected a disgruntled former employee was trying to sabotage the business. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.